Thank you so much. So my question has many layers, as my questions do, although I will try to make it very concise. So I think it's about intention. Consciousness rises in form of the finite mind to experience itself as the world. That's correct. So when I look at the world, or we look at the world, there is such an intelligent design to everything, from the smallest to the largest. And there seems to be no room for coincidence or anything that's just accidental. And what I'm wondering is, for example, if we take our lives and I can certainly say this from my experience, when I am aligned with or grounded in being and make choices, or choices are being made through me, it's probably the better way to say it. Things seem to flow very beautifully, as if it's somehow divinely orchestrated. The people I meet, the things that happen, the circumstances I encounter. And so I'm wondering, is there some sort of intention? Is it intended? Like, are we intended to have certain encounters? Is there intention behind the play that we're participating in?
Yes. Ultimately, no. Consciousness doesn't have any purpose for manifestation, because a purpose would already be something manifest. So that ultimately there's no intention in consciousness. It is just its nature, not only to rest in itself, but to vibrate within itself and to appear to itself as the universe. We can't say there's a purpose for that. It is just the nature of consciousness to do so. However, having done so, having seemed to have localized itself as a finite mind in the world, then that apparent localization of itself is a contraction of infinite consciousness into a finite mind. And that contraction, or that apparent contraction, sets up a tension in the finite mind. And that tension in the finite mind is always trying to return to its natural state of equilibrium, pure consciousness. And that intention is felt by human beings in many different ways. Our desire for happiness, our desire for intimate relationship, our impulse to create, our desire to understand, a scientist's impulse to understand, is ultimately this impulse of the finite to be divested of its limitations and returned to its natural state of equilibrium. But that kind of existential impulse to return is felt in many different ways. The search for happiness, the search for enlightenment, the search for understanding, the search for intimacy, the search for beauty. It can show up in it, that existential impulse is refracted through a human mind. I'm expressing it in a different way now. It's refracted through a different mind and will express itself in many different ways in human experience. One person wants happiness in one, another person wants an intimate relationship, another person is very creative, and another scientist is fascinated by. But all of these are different ways where the mind is seeking ultimately to return to its natural state. So there is a purpose for the finite mind. There isn't a purpose for consciousness, but once consciousness has seemed to contract itself into a finite mind, then the primary purpose of that finite mind is to go back to its natural condition.
And so that would then include the path that this finite mind walks, right? Like, I
Yes.
almost want to bring in the word of destiny in some sense, because, like, if I think of the acorn
Yes.
is destined to become an oak tree.
That
There's no other
that's
possibility.
right. Depending on the particular conditioning, all the, you think of all the, all the processes that infinite consciousness has had to go through to contract into a particular finite mind, into your finite mind as opposed to your finite mind, or then that sets up a particular dynamic in that mind, depending on the pathway that consciousness took in order to localize itself as that mind. And depending on the pathway, so inherent in each finite mind is a particular configuration of energies and impulses, which will set that finite mind off seeking its true nature, seeking to go back to its natural state of equilibrium, but along a particular path that is consistent with the energies that went into its formation in the first place. So that's why different people seek in different ways. And this path that the finite mind takes back, what was it, it's not I would suggest it's not preconditioned, but its orientation is set in motion depending on the conditioning that went into its primary contraction. And that will set you off on a search. It's why one person becomes a scientist and another person becomes an artist. And each experience you encounter will be not predestined, but the inevitable consequence of the path that you set out, and all the influences, all the myriad influences that went into the make of your finite mind will then determine the path that you take back to your true nature. And then, so seen in the right way, you look back on your life, all the difficult experiences as well as the pleasant ones, and you realize every single one was necessary to get you to your particular understanding. At the time, of course, the difficult ones were incomprehensible, and you railed against them. But looking back on them, it couldn't have been any other way.
Thank you.